Chapter 6 Burning Bridges. I dragged on my reins, desperate. Dior sailed through the air, wailing, and Kiara's blow came down like God's own fucking thunder. Bear was dead before he knew what hit him. The impact and earthquake. Kiara's strength was terrifying, her maul driving what was left of my brave Susia into the stone so hard it shattered. I flew through the air, arms pinwheeling as I crashed into a still-burning barricade, feeling my ribs break, face split. Dior had been flung from her saddle as Pony died, crashing into the stone, and now lying sprawled on the blood-soaked flagstones. As Kiara's maul turned Bear into paste, the impact shook the whole bridge, gibbets swaying on their chains and crashing like rusty wind chimes below. Selene leapt from the saddle behind me, blood blade gleaming, eyes narrowed as she cut through the dark like a knife. But though Kiara had been surprised by my sister's arrival that day at Avalyn, she was ready tonight, stepping aside from the arc of Selene's blow and following through with a thunderous strike of her own. Her maul hit Selene square in her chest, and my heart dropped as my sister's body simply blew apart, nothing left but a red spray across the sky. But I caught a flash of crimson behind the wolf mother then, realized Selene had used the same ploy she'd used on me at Saint-Michon. That trick of the eye, that spell of the blood. As her doppelganger evaporated, Selene struck from behind, cutting into Kiara's back once, twice, cleaving dead flesh and bone. The wolf mother staggered, but kept her feet, turning with a bloody roar. Selene was one of the finest blades I'd ever seen. Kiara was a tower, a tempest. I've no knowing who might have proved the victor had they faced each other on even ground. But my sister was already bloodied from our battle against the Voss, and Kiara was fresh, swift, and deathly strong. They hewed at each other, blood, blade, and war maul, flail, and fist. Yet in the end, the dice they played with were loaded. Selene wrapped her flail about Kiara's wrist, looking to disarm her and end the brawl. But the wolf mother proved the stronger, dragging my sister off balance, slayer braids whipping through the air behind her like serpents as she brought her maul around in a double-handed strike. The blow hit Selene in the middle of her spine, and I heard every rib in her chest shatter. My sister flew, head flung back, just flew like a fucking kickball through the dark, up and over the snow-clad slopes behind us, her blade and flail reduced to a spray of red behind her. Kiara turned to me, her grin dripping with hoarse gore. "Hello again, lion." I'd lost Ash Drinker in my fall, barehanded and gasping as I dragged myself off the bloody stone. With a cry, I flung myself past Kiara's strike, feeling that iron bear's head scythe just shy of my spine. The blow struck so hard that the cobbles split, cracks arcing out across the bridge's surface toward the mooring stones. I caught sight of more figures back where the bridge met the cliff. Cain, that brute who'd brawled Lockie at Avalyn, astride a black tundra pony. He was flanked by two snowhounds and another figure I'd never seen, a mortal lad, handsome and knife-sharp. The headsman's arm was still partway missing, a wasted limb of raw bone and fresh flesh growing from the stump that Ashdrinker had left him with. But he still carried that massive greatsword, the kind of weapon only the Blood Divok could wield with any skill. I'd no idea where the hell Phoebe was. God knows I could have used her with these odds. But Cain made no move toward me, at least. The wolf mother, it seemed, had claimed me for herself. I was exhausted, bleeding, unarmed. It was only the light of my aegis that saved me, I swear it. Stabbing bright into the wolf mother's eyes, sending her terrifying blows wide, each one shaking the bridge in its bones with a sound like thunder. "Ye owe the Divok blood, lion." Whoosh. "And blood now I claim." Boom. If I could get my hands on her, I could boil her veins dry with my father's gift. but I was bleeding, broken, gasping. Rolling aside from an overhand strike, I rose to my feet and reached toward her throat, but Chiara clipped me on the backhand, a touch still hard enough to shatter every bone in my arm, to send me flying like a toy into the railing, breath bursting from my lungs. I saw stars, black and blinding, trying in vain to roll to my feet. This wasn't the place I ended. I knew it. I had business with the Forever King. I'd not fall to some untamed lackey. But the wolf mother loomed above me, maul raised high, and looking up, I saw Mane, Angel of Death, reach out his hand. "When ye meet Great Tolyef in hell," Chiara hissed, "tell him it was me who sent ye." The scuff of boots, the whisper of a chain shirt, the glint of fresh blood on star steel. Dior rose up behind the wolf mother, ash drinker in hand, smeared in the girl's own blood. Teeth bared in fury, she plunged the blade toward Chiara's back. And for a moment, my fool's heart thought it would end just as it had when she killed Danton on the mare. But now, unlike then, she wore metal armor, heavy, noisy, slow. Now, unlike then, Cain cried warning as she struck. And now, unlike then, Dior got caught red-handed. Chiara turned, raising her maul and catching the girl's blow across its haft. Astrinka bit the iron, sparks flying as she scraped her way down the hilt. But for all her fury, and despite her courage, Dior had only 4 weeks' training under her belt. Her foe had the strength of a goddess and the experience of blood-soaked decades. "Oh, shit," the girl breathed. Chiara smashed Astrinka aside, the blade glittering like the star it had been forged from, sailing over the railing and into the void below. I croaked warning as the wolf mother seized Dior's throat, lifting her in a grip that could grind iron to dust. The girl's eyes grew wide, feet kicking, fingers clawing, my heart frozen in terror as I awaited that awful snap. "Hold!" Chiara blinked, turned toward Cairnheim. Ears ringing, chest bubbling, I saw two figures drifting through the ember rain behind us. A cadre of bloodied thrall swords marched behind them as they threaded the wreckage and dead horses, wreathed in smoke. "Hold," Chiara glowered. "By what right do you command me? All west of the Mere and north of the Umdir is province of the Blood Divok. Ye trespass in the dominion of my dark laird." The wolf mother drew herself up to her full, impressive height. "I'll have ye names, cousins, and mistake nae demand for a quest." Chill wind struck the bridge, smoke parting, unveiling the terrors in all their pallid glory. The white and black of their brocade was spattered now with red. Their dark eyes burned with fire and, perhaps a touch of dread at the sight of the girl in that monstrous grip. They regarded Chiara a long moment, heads tilted at precisely the same angle. "We are daughters of the King of his kingdom eternal, iron of heart and royal of blood. Have ye but one drop of merit in thy veins? Knowest our names, dost thou?" Chiara seemed to shrink a little as recognition sank in. "Lady Alba, Lady Elaine." The terrors inclined their heads. "I am Chiara Divok." Ink-black eyes skimmed her cohort, lingering on the iron manacles dangling from her belt. "We know thee, wolf mother. Then you know I am daughter to the priory of my line, dread and unconquered sovereign of all Osway." Chiara motioned toward me with her gore-slick maul, Dior still struggling in her grip. "The debt between this..." "Thy debts concern us not. The girl is ours alone." "Girl? Aye, ours," the terrorist repeated. "And preach not of sovereignty to the Vos, whelp. Thy paupered line hath not the knowing of the word, let alone its keeping." "Whelp," Chiara spat. "I am third born of Nikita the Blackheart, brood son of Tolyev the butcher himself? I have walked this earth 100 and... Heartbeats, blinkings, give her over, then get ye and thy rabble gone. The wolf mother fell mute, glowering. Her pride was bleeding to be spoken to so, but I thought for certain she'd yet obey. Glancing to the headsman and hound boy behind her, she cast Dior to the floor, the girls squealing as she hit the flagstones with a crunch. Kiara snapped her fingers, held out one hand. The headsman glowered, yet reached to his throat, and there I saw a golden vial, the same kind I'd snapped from Kiara's throat at Avalyn. With a scowl, the headsman tossed the vial to the wolf mother, who snatched it from the air in one heavy paw. Taking a draught, she swallowed deep, shivering all the way to her toes. And when she spoke next, well, in truth my journey hit the damn floor. These lands are dominion of the blood Divok. All prey within is ours. The terrors glanced at each other, incredulous. But as the... Ahem? Gabriel stumbled to a halt as Jean-Francois cleared his throat in dramatic fashion. Really? He scowled. You're interrupting now.
Why did Kiara's defiance surprise you, De Leon? The historian asked.
Now? To tell you what you already fucking know, this is one of the classic contests. Ironheart versus Untamed. That's like wine versus whiskey or blonde versus brunette. You can't just...
The historian began tapping his quill on the page, eyebrow raised. Tap, 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 tap. Gabriel hung his head, dragging one hand down his face, brow to chin.
Look, he sighed. Cold bloods hate each other like poison. Throw two lions into a cage together, one ends up shitting out the other's bones. There's only three chains holding your so-called society together, and without at least two, the whole shit show would have gone up in flames centuries ago.
Gabriel held up his hand, counting on his fingers.
Sauvage, famille, soumission.
Explain, Jean-Francois demanded.
Gabriel rolled his eyes.
Sauvage is blood slavery. Leeches forcing other leeches to drink from their wrists. Once, twice, even three times. Famille is self-explanatory. So long as they don't fuck with each other's food, leeches of the same brood tend to tolerate each other's presence.
Last, and most important, is soumission. The longer a vampire has lived, the more powerful it becomes. So if you're a fresh-faced cub who wants to be a lion one night, you'd best pay the lions around you respect. Or, like I say, shit and bones.
The last Silver Saint sipped his wine, shaking his head. It was no real surprise Kiara had been dismissed by the Terrors. Even with 100 years under her belt, she'd have seemed an infant to creatures as ancient as Alba and Elaine. But hearing a Medier giving lip to a pair of monsters who predated Empire, well, let's just say you're more likely to hear me turn down another bottle of this fine Monet. Gabriel threw a meaningful glance at the almost empty wine on the table.
That was a hint, Justin.
And one possessed of your usual featherlight subtlety,
the historian murmured, still writing in his tome.
But please, continue.
Gabriel swirled his goblet and took a mouthful.
So, despite all common sense, Kiara stood tall.
Dior was crumpled on the stone at her feet. I lay in a puddle of my own blood, my left arm shattered, face broken, trying to breathe through punctured lungs. Cain Divok and that hound boy lurked at the edge of the bridge, their dogs watching with blood-red eyes. The Vos thralls stood with weapons raised and jaws clenched, and the eldest daughters of the Forever King stared at the wolf mother as if truly noticing her for the first time.
"Taken leave of thy senses, hast thou?" they demanded. "Queens we were, when thy wretched forebears were but beggars in the mire. Ancient we were, when thy ancestors did slither from betwixt their mother's thighs. And were we not thy elders? Still we would be thy betters. We are Ironheart,
Our line ruled the dark when yours still cowered in their tombs for fear of moon's light, Divok. And when our dread father sits upon the five throne of this empire, thou shalt cower again.
Kiara scowled. All shall kneel. The terror smiled.
All shall kneel.
Know ye what we Divok say to that?
The wolf mother lifted her war maul above her head. Her eyes flooded red with the blood she'd drunk, burning with murderous fury as she flung herself into the air, the first deadly step into the fury of a Divok tempest.
Deeds, not words.
The thing is, the terrors didn't even bother to step aside. The strength of the untamed is terrifying, but the Vos aren't named Ironhearts for nothing. And as the wolf mother sailed through the air, bellowing in rage and bringing her maul down with all the unholy strength in her veins, the terrors reached up to ward off her blow. Not with their hands, mind you. With their smallest fingers. Truth told, I wasn't surprised. Ashtrinka had broken on Fabienne's skin, after all, and she was enchanted star steel. An ordinary weapon would shatter upon the skin of an Ancien Vos like glass. So I think it was something of a shock for everyone when Kiara's blow struck home. Not at the Ironhearts themselves, mind you, but at her true target. The flagstones at their feet. That maul struck the Cairnheim Bridge like the hand of God. I felt the impact in my bones. And, impossible as it seemed, the rock that had spanned the gulf between those spires for heaven knew how many millennia, well, it just fucking disintegrated. The impact rippled outward, stone dust blinding, granite split asunder. The terrors had time enough to blink before they were falling, down with the rubble and horse bodies and screaming thralls, not a hair on their heads out of place as they plummeted into the chasm below. Cracks spread and rock groaned. The whole structure rolled like the ocean in a storm. And my stomach turned a dreadful flip as I saw the railing Dior was slumped against crumble, and with a bloody croak, the wounded girl tumbled backward into the gulf.
No!
With a roar, I threw myself across the span, knowing it was already too late. But skidding on my belly across the bloodied rock, I almost sobbed with relief as I saw Dior dangling from one of the rusted gibbets below, metal flaking away in her grip.
Gabe!
Hold on! I'm coming! I'm...
A vice grip seized my neck, bones grinding as Kiara ripped me off the deck. Her grin was sticky sharp, eyes alight with vengeance, the snap of my spine just a squeeze away. A shadow flew from the dark, swift as lightning. I heard Kane roar warning, caught a glimpse of rust red as Phoebe struck, talons sinking into the wolf mother's shoulders. The lioness was torn, bloody. I supposed the untamed had mistaken her for an ordinary beast, kicked the living shite out of her, and left her for dead. But only silver can kill a dusk dancer, cold blood. Silver, or magic, or the cruel teeth of time. And, despite her hurts, Phoebe fought on, true to her heart's bloodied vow to Dior.
If by my blood or boon or breath might ye be kept safe.
Kiara roared and dropped me, and with a cry, I hit the railing and flipped over into the gulf. As I grabbed the ledge, desperate, the impact snapped the rusted bracket holding Dior's gibbet in place. I heard the girl shriek as the metal broke, and with a gasp, a curse, I seized the falling chain in my right hand, clinging to the bridge with my shattered left.
I roared in agony, helpless, Dior hanging from the cage, me holding its chain, only a few links of corroded iron between her and the gulf below.
Dior!
Gabe!
Climb!
I can't!
I can't hold it, damn you! Climb!
Broken and bloodied, teeth slicked red, the girl hauled herself upward. The cage snapped away from the chain and she lunged, catching the icy links with a curse, the impact sending a wave of white fire up my broken arm. I closed my eyes, pain lancing through my body as she crawled ever higher.
Phoebe yet danced with Chiara above, but I could hear Cain had joined the fray despite his mangled arm. The Dusk Dancer now fought 2-on-1, and I knew we'd only moments before Phoebe fell.
"Climb!"
Bridge shaking, cracks spreading, fingers slipping.
"Dior! For God's sake, climb!"
I felt my grip failing as she seized hold of my bloody fingers. I felt my heart sink in my chest. I looked down into her eyes as the chain fell away into the brink below. A brief second. Desperate love filling my chest, despite the hurt between us, whispering the same lie my wife had whispered to my daughter the night he knocked on our door. "All will be well, love." My grip on the bridge gave out. Our fall began, down into dark, down into sleep. But from the black above, a figure reached out, and I roared in agony as she seized my broken hand in hers. Jerked to a halt, I looked up. Saw my sister, dangling upside down, legs wrapped in the railing, eyes narrowed against my burning light, her skin smoking and spitting at the touch of the silver on mine.
"Climb, Sherry."
Dior scuttled up my body like a bleeding, gasping spider. Planting a kiss on my bloodied cheek, she lunged, seizing Selene's free hand. My sister pulled the girl upward, scrabbling, scrambling, safe from the fall, but not the doom above. Phoebe yet fought the untamed, fleet as the wind. The headsman had caught the worst of her fury, on his knees, clutching his bloodied face with his one good hand. But at last, Angel Fortuna turned her back on us, just as she always did. As the Dusk Dancer lunged at the fallen Coldblood, Chiara seized a fistful of russet red with one bloodied fist, and with a strength beyond any Medea had seen. She swung the Dusk Dancer by her own tail, smashing her back and forth with force enough to shatter the flagstones.
"Filthy!"
Crunch.
"Fucking!"
Crunch.
"Whore!"
With a final roar, Chiara flung Phoebe off the shattered bridge, the lioness's body spinning limp and broken, out through the black. Dior screamed Phoebe's name, thunder rocking the skies above. Breath burning, arms screaming, I looked up into Selene's eyes. My sister dangled yet upside down, one hand holding the minced remains of mine, my blood oozing through her fingers. We were all that remained now. The last two pieces on the board, enemies closing in around our emperor above. Just like when we were children, fighting back to back around our papa's forge. Ever outnumbered, never outmatched. I grinned with bloody teeth.
"Just like old times."
"No." Selene met my eyes, gleaming with hatred.
"Nothing like old times."
And she let me go. I saw her scissor upward, arm flung out as she summoned her blood blade again. I felt thunder split the sky as she flew back over that railing toward Chiara's back. I heard Dior scream at the top of her lungs, and then the descent was all that remained. Rushing wind in my ears, breaking heart in my chest, and down, down into the dark, I fell.